Good afternoon, Empire Electric.
Good afternoon. Is Jeff in right now?
Yes. May I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, my name's Pete. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
One moment, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. I know you're busy. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I'm actually just trying to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we mailed you about two and a half weeks ago. It's actually based off of some work you did with Citibank in 2012. Do you remember what that was for?
Citibank 2012.
It might have been a business loan, a line of credit, something like that.
We still have our line of credit with them.
Oh, okay. That's probably what it was. But based on that relationship and credit history you have with them, the business is pre-approved for equipment financing and some working capital with us for, it looks like, about $250K. So I was just circling back with you, see if you had anything in the pipeline to bring out any new pieces, or even just use our cash instead of that line of credit because it's unsecured.
Possibly. We're thinking about turning over a couple of vehicles.
Really? What kind of vehicles?
Yeah. A couple trucks. Yeah.
You're trying to get rid of them, or did you just replace them?
No, yeah, we'll probably get rid of them and replace them.
Mm-hmm. How many? About?
Probably on the short term, just a couple.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, well, we do have equipment financing is... sounds like what you'd need, and it's like a traditional loan, like typical car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments. The rates are starting, mid single digits, go up from there.
Okay. I don't recall getting anything, so I'm not sure where that got lost in the shuffle.
Are you guys still at let me see here, where did we send that to? 1014 9 Channel Road, Suite H.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you should have got we sent a mailer out just about 2-3 weeks ago now, so it should have hit. Maybe these two things, they get legs and they walk away,
Hard to say. Well, and I had to tell you this, but if it looked like junk mail, it probably went in the shredder.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. So, when are you looking to redo these trucks, how much do they cost?
They can vary from 30 to 50.
Okay.
And probably two of them on the short term. We'll slowly start. We've got one older truck, and then the other ones are 05s, and we'll probably sometime here look at turning over the 05s. But right now we've got one that's in a 2002 that we probably ought to think about getting rid of.
Mm-hmm.
In the not too distant future.
Yeah. It's you don't want it to break it down or anything. You could still sell it and get some money back now, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't have an immediate timeline right now, but you do want to get this done. Maybe in like a month or so, or.
Yeah, I'm going to say in the next couple of months or so, we'll take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now we are just scrambling, trying to keep up with the jobs that are coming in the door and the stuff that we have on our plate, so we're kind of put that kind of stuff on the
back
line.
Burner. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I try to carve out some time when I can focus on that kind of stuff. But
exactly, you got to handle business first,
Exactly. So enough to pay for the other stuff.
You've been considering this for a couple months though. You've had that.
Yeah,
did you buy that thing new?
We did, yes.
Oh, okay, so you've had it for a while now.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we've actually bought all of our vehicles new.
Oh, really?
I can't think of any that we bought used.
Why do you buy them new? Just Do you just be up from the dealer and they do the in-house financing there? Is there a particular reason? Or you just know you're going to get a lot of use out of them? I mean, you did get 14
years. Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. But especially with work trucks, you don't know. You know, we buy trucks that have service bodies on them typically, or vans with a service package. And if you're buying used, you have no idea how hard it's been used. So
mm-hmm.
we kind of steer away from it. We're not totally adverse to it if somebody, you know, if we ran across some smoking deal, but. You know, it's been a long. I mean, when we first started out, we'd buy some used vehicles, but then we kind of transitioned on, and we've just had better luck. You know, it's like our 05s. You know, they're all still going, and you know.
Yeah, there's only 10 years old. You know.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, they're going on 11 years now. So, I mean, they're still servicing us and all that, but you know, everything has got its shelf life, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. What's you know, what's the return on investment? I know it's like a hard number to quantify, I guess, because you're replacing a truck, so you're not, you know, you're not really growing or adding on any additional work. You're just kind of, I guess, mitigating risk, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's necessary for us to have vehicles going to carry material, and especially our couple of service vans that do service work. So they're instrumental. They're another tool for us, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't run them forever.
Exactly. So,
point where, you know, what, a couple of them are, you know, really don't cost us much. Their repair frequency is pretty low, but then we do have one van that, you know, seems to be having an injector problem about once every 6 months or 7 months or so. And
how much does that cost when you have to fix that?
About $800.
Oh, okay. So that's not very cheap every 6 months, but
I mean, we've replaced, you know, at this point in time over the last 2 or 3 years, you know, probably, you know, 5 or 6 of the 8 injectors.
Okay, so you've dropped easy $4,000 already into a truck that's, you know,
yep,
on its way out.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll probably last, you know, if as long as the injectors aren't an issue, but, you know, it's like the one, it's a diesel, so it should last a long time, but it's funny because the one diesel we've never, you know, they're two identical vans bought at the same day, same everything, and one has really never given us a problem, and the other one has given us actually quite a few problems, of course, all after they're out of warranty. But
wow. Is that... they're the same exact company, too? It's not a different brand?
Same exact van.
Wow.
Both vans, yeah.
That's weird. Maybe, were they on different jobs, or did you rotate the vans with jobs? I don't know, maybe, like, one geographical area that you deal with has just more, you know, usage, or just gets banged up more? I don't know.
Well, it's an internal engine thing, so they're both in Diego, both being driven in San Diego, so.
Oh, yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Yeah,
and San Diego, that's not really weather-intensive kind of area, you know what I mean?
No, it's just mileage-driven. You know, our trucks are, you know, we do put a lot of trucks on our miles on our trucks because we, you know, we work all over the county, so.
Okay, nice. How long you guys been in business here?
Since 1988.
Oh, okay, so quite some time. Have you always been in charge there? Did you take it over from somebody?
No, we started it up.
Nice. So are you 100% owner, or do you work with someone else?
I'm the owner.
Nice. How'd you get into this? You just went to...
I was an electrician before I decided to be a contractor.
Perfect. Do you deal with a lot of residential work, or is it more commercial? Do you know, work on contract, or?
We don't do any residential. It's all commercial. We do a lot of restaurants, a lot of commercial TIs. We've done a few banks. We do a lot of breweries.
Oh, really? Did you guys do, you know, Ballast Point, Stone, any of those?
We didn't do those two. We did A.L. Smith. We've done St. Archer. We've done...
Oh, nice.
Done... a couple of alcoholic tea place.
Nice. Were you about to say duck dive before?
Duck foot.
Yeah.
We just finished Belching Beaver.
Okay, yeah, you got a lot of the good breweries, man.
So we're just finishing up North Park Beer, getting ready to start Depot Springs and La Mesa.
Oh, nice.
We're starting...
When do you start that?
Well, it's actually going. We're just not really in... It's underground a stage at this point in time, so we're not super intense in it yet, but it's coming pretty quick. With
just the prep work?
Yeah, exactly. Next few
weeks. Nice. How would Jeff? How would you rate your credit for like the business? Yeah, good, bad, in the middle.
Good.
Good. All right, perfect. You've been in business for a while here. I mean, the two main factors of the equipment, or I should say three, are the credit, the time in business, and the actual piece, how relevant it is to your industry. You know what I mean? Because some people are like, yeah, I want to go get. Or new computers for the machine shop, and it's like, well, how is that gonna, you know, increase your productivity? It's not
right.
So, have you gone, you know, anywhere to get financing for these, or are you just kind of thinking about it? Not really
about it. And then we have in the past bought most of our vehicles from Bob Stahl. A couple of them have been through leasing companies. We kind of. You know, check back. We kind of see what the situation is and whether or not we need to, you know, get a tax write-off and purchase it versus leasing it. Car I'm driving right now, we leased. Last couple of trucks, we financed just so that we could accelerate the write-off.
It just depends on the
circumstances at the time.
I don't know if you know, they updated the... it's the 179, so that you don't have to wait for them now to decide that it's like 500K or whatnot. You actually can just start. You can write it off from the beginning of the year. Oh, the limit is 500 from the beginning of the year, so you can actually use the loans and tax write them off right on the 179.
Yeah. So this time around, it is. We've finished up a lot of big work. We're gonna start collecting money here, so probably will make sense to purchase them so that we can take the accelerated depreciation on a couple of vehicles and help.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you don't get this financing for these trucks, you're just gonna have to wait on for the receivables to come in and then just kind of buy it out with your own cash or.
Nah, we've really never had a problem getting a loan from the dealer on however many trucks we want to buy. So, I mean, there's always that surprise time when you apply for it. And for some circumstance you didn't foresee, you might. But so far, we've never been turned down. I mean, years ago, we started out with Ford Credit. And I think Bob Stahl works with Wells Fargo on one of the trucks that we bought last year. It's always been true. Typically the option of what works best for us. Is this one better off to be a lease, or is this one better off to be a purchase, make payments, and take that depreciation on?
Yeah, it's contingent on where you're sitting currently at the time.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, we do, Bank of Cardiff does have a match it or beat it policy with the equipment, which is really nice, because if you do, you know, you find a Bob Stahl, you want his piece, and he does offer some third-party financing. We can, you know, like I just said, match it, but probably beat it because, we are a bank, so we get those same bank interest rates, but, you know, we're a lot quicker than those bigger guys because they just have other larger fish to fry, I guess.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure that when we get financing through the dealership, even though we're negotiating pretty hard, they're still getting a cut somehow off that financing.
Oh, of course, exactly.
Those
and that
those guys don't do anything without getting a little piece of it.
Well, yeah, what's in it for them? Well, yeah, besides the fact that it helps them, you know, theoretically sell more vehicles if you can, you know, have people get them financed, but I'm sure they're getting a cut. You're right.
So, I need to jump back into Can I get you to resend that information out to me? Or
how about I shoot it over by email?
That'd be great. My email address is Jeff, J-E-F-F, at EmpireElectric.us.
EmpireElectric.us.
Yep.
And there's no .com or anything? Just .us?
Nope. .us, perfect. Like Uncle Sam.
Yeah. All right, I'll send you an, it's just a one-page application, 4 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return. And when you get that over to me, we'll get you some hard numbers on what you're looking at. And, yeah, you can use that to shop around always. And I'll circle back with you maybe at the end of the week just to make sure you got everything and everything's all settled.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good, Jeff. Take care.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.